Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Hello, I'm Robin Eames, formerly the Church of Ireland Archbishop of Armagh, and I'm going to comment on the theme of conflict and genocide in Shakespeare's play Macbeth. You know, I feel the use of violence, murder by Macbeth, to achieve a political end in the play as it is, raises all sorts of issues for us as people. Not that we all go out to commit murder or to get what we want, but like Macbeth, we often have our own sense of what we can be or what we are capable of achieving if only there weren't things or people in our way. We look at Macbeth and feel comfortable saying that Macbeth was wrong. The choices that Shakespeare presents to us seem so stark and clear. But on a daily basis, I feel, we all face our own Macbeth moments. And I wonder if we are all so good at applying moral judgment as we would like to think we are. Macbeth is clearly inspired by the witch's prophecy, and the first steps towards achieving his ambition fall so easily into his grasp when he becomes Thane of Cawdor. It is but a short step to the killing of Duncan and making the prophecy come true. So with the subsequent murder of Banquo, I feel that Shakespeare puts the assassination of Duncan into its proper context. Murder is murder. Genocide for political ends is an absolute abuse of power and authority. The fact that Banquo's son survives in order to fulfill the truth of the witch's prophecy, that Banquo would become father of a line of kings, that makes it clear that for Shakespeare, Macbeth's murderous progress was never necessary. It is a complete evil that sows the seeds of his own destruction, and it paves the way for the unleashing of genocide or mass slaughter, and ultimately involves the whole nation in bloodshed before Macbeth and the old order is defeated and rule of justice is restored.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.